Hello, Canada. This is Jane Thompson, the spoken word coordinator for CKDU here in Halifax. The following are interviews with a few homeless people I managed to do earlier this week here on the streets of Halifax. Thank you to CKUT for its initiative with the Homeless Marathon. Do you want to just tell me, like, what you're doing here, how you got here?
Back in 2001, I ended up getting into a fight with my mother. My mother, I told her to go fuck herself and left. And ever since then, I end up out here.
Yeah.
Government sucks. Government won't do shit for nobody. That's our government system in Canada, though.
What's it like to be homeless in Halifax?
No better than anywhere else. And I was homeless in Toronto and Vancouver and all that, and it's just...
How does it compare? Is there any comparison?
Halifax is a little harder
than
Toronto. At least Toronto got more shelters than here and that, but...
Do you ever have a situation where you can't get into a shelter at night?
I'm barred from two of them. I'm barred from the Turning Point and I'm barred from the Salvation Army.
So where do you sleep at night?
I got family in Halifax. I go up there every now and then, or I sleep in a bank, wherever.
Can you sleep in banks? Like, if the police come around?
They come around, they wake you up at 6 in the morning and tell you to get out. Sometimes they wake you up earlier.
And what's the community like in Halifax? Like, what are people's attitudes towards homeless people here?
Poor. Some of them walk up the road with their nose stuck up, and some just... They tell you to get a job or whatever. They expect you to be able to get a job when you're living out in the streets. You can't.
Do you see an end in sight for yourself?
Do I see an end in sight? Not as long as I stay in Halifax, I can't really see much of an end.
What do you think can be done to improve the situation here?
More shelters, for one. Or at least cut the rule of you got to have an address before you're going to give any help.
Where are some of the spots? Where are some good spots to be when you're homeless here in Halifax?
In Halifax, if you can get away with it, either around here or Spring Garden Road.
Yeah.
But here, Barrington Street is one of the best spots, or Spring Garden, if the security's not being hard on you.
Yeah.
They'll let you stay there.
Yeah. How big is the homeless population here in Halifax?
How big? I say roughly right now there's over about probably close to 400 of us.
Is it a close-knit community, or do people not like each other, or what's the deal?
Some of us get along, some of us don't. I don't get along with too many of them.
Yeah.
I'm more or less a loner, but I will take care of any one of them I can take care of. I will help out any way I can.
And what's it like being homeless in the winter here?
Cold.
Yeah. How do you stay warm?
Get in out of the wind, like the banks or whatever. Cover up under a blanket. That's about the only thing I can say you can do.
Yeah. And where are all the homeless women?
They got more shelters than we do. They got four shelters in Halifax.
Yeah? I never see any out in the street.
There's a couple.
Yeah. Do you want to say your first name?
No.
Okay, that's fine. So are you homeless?
By choice, yes.
Yeah?
Yes, I've chosen to be. I mean, I could go through all the bull crap with the government to get a measly couple of dollars and be humiliated for nothing. And still be in trouble and be all stressed out about how I'm going to make ends meet or even smoke a cigarette while I'm waiting to get a job, and then jobs don't pay enough to make ends meet, you know? So I decided I'm just going to panhandle my way through the rest of my life for as long as I have to. And you make more.
You make more than you would...
The minimum wage. Way more than minimum wage.
How much would you make in a day?
Well, today, yesterday, I didn't even ask. I just sat here, made $6. But I only did it for like a couple of hours because I'm not feeling well, right? So I want to stay inside. But, you know, when you can just sit down and get $6 and then you work your ass off and you're dead tired and you go home and you're exhausted and you're worried and your pride's getting in the way of doing something like panhandling to supplement, and your friends and relatives all say no and shut the door on you for a little extra help. But the landlord, the bills are still big, inflation's still gone up, but people aren't getting the money. There's a whole bunch of, and business has taken over here. I see it clearly in Halifax anyway. And you know, the people that own the businesses, the bigger businesses, they're pretty much putting down laws as to where to go, like who can come in, who can't. They're sweeping a lot of Canadian people right off the streets. They don't care, right? They discriminated against me on Spring Garden Mall there. I got kicked out of there, barred, for no reason. I wouldn't call me homeless. I could be in the same situation, circumstance that you are and keep a roof over my head. I choose not to do that to myself. I'm sure there are compromises and things that you make with people, be it your parents or the people that you live with, where you have to, you know, not you don't like everything the way it is, but you know you're making those compromises so you could have a roof. I can make those same compromises, be it with a boyfriend, be it with family members, be it with the government, and stay inside. So I'm not really homeless. We are all homeless if we don't want to do those things, right, that gives us a roof. And I'm not, so therefore, I'm just not doing what you're doing to live by. I'm not doing what you do at a job, you know, take all that stress. For what? A measly couple of dollars.
So if you just want to tell me your first name and your story, what you're doing out here today?
I'm just here trying to get some money to get some coffee and now get a bite to eat.
Yeah. Are you homeless?
Yeah.
So where are you staying?
Salvation Army.
What's it like being homeless in Halifax?
It's hard. Very hard.
Have you ever been homeless in anywhere else in Canada?
No, this is my first time being homeless. Yeah. I stay at the Salvation Army trying to get a place or a boarding house or something. Yeah.
If you could see something change here in Halifax in terms of services for the homeless population, what would it be?
Well, the government, they're not giving us enough money to feed us. Like, if we get our own place, we don't have enough money for food or, you know, stuff like that. Yeah.
Thank you. And can I get your first name and just tell me what you're doing out here?
I'm not going to bother.
Let it rain as I walk these streets unknown. To no one name, not even myself. When I'm low, give me hope that help is coming when I need it most. Give me hope that help is coming when I go. No mother, no father, no home. Forget as all others have forgotten. When I'm alone, but give me hope that help is coming when I need it most. Give me hope that help is coming when I need it most. Let it come, love that lifts me up, pain it brings me down. Don't. But give me hope.